It's time for a morning show haiku. To get us centered for the day.
Okay,
I'm
feeling good. I like this.
Okay. Oh, Brooke's like
I do.
In like meditation.
So go ahead. Close your eyes.
Oh, okay. Close my eyes. Okay.
I like kittens. Oh. Yeah. Oh. They are really fluffy. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Kittens make me late. Yeah.
Oh,
no!
Oh, you heard it. Blame it on the kittens.
Damn it, kittens.
Darn you, Mrs. Cuddlepants. We're late. And we gotta do WCII. Which clip is it?
Oh, I was so zen.
I was like at peace. Yeah,
two
zen.
Viral sound bites. Only time to play one of them, so let's just get to your choices. Your first option. You denied her last week, so she's the underdog heading into this. It's a 29-second clip of the creepiest laughing baby doll ever made from a 1980s TV commercial. She's begging you to hear the sound of her chuckle.
I bet she is evil.
Or option two, you've heard Never Gonna Give You Up in a classic Rickroll before.
Of course.
But how about a J-pop band doing a Japanese-style Rickroll?
Oh!
I bet that's a sentence you never thought you'd hear.
Oh, I kind of like it.
I do too.
Time to treat your ears. What's it gonna be? Giggle Fit or Asian Rick? Alexis.
I'm going for the underdog. I'm going for Giggle Fit.
All right, that's one for giggles. Brooke?
I need some happiness in my life because you really threw me for a loop here.
Yeah.
I'm going giggles.
All right. No, I wanted to Rickroll everyone.
It's too late. Let's hear the sound of the creepiest laughing baby doll ever made from a 1980s TV commercial.
Listen to Remco's baby laugh a lot. You're listening to Baby Laugh a Lot. She's the funniest doll you've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Just push the button and she starts to giggle. Get Baby Laugh a Lot.
Oh my God. Did anyone else picture Baby Laugh a Lot with a knife to that guy's back just to make sure he said that?
Nightmares are real with which clip is that?
So scary.
Wow, are
I'm
you okay?
Jeff Gigglebox DeBoe.
Oh, no. Take a deep breath, buddy.
All right, let's just get into the shot collar question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while you sing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out because you had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got Jose, Mr. Meow Meow, Bolaño.
No.
All right, Mr. Meow Meow, you put on that shock collar.
I was going to be giggle fit.
While that happens, Digital Jake, go ahead. Read us the shock collar question of the day.
When do you know when your relationship is getting serious?
Aw.
I don't know, Jake. I don't have any.
I know for Alexis, it's the moment after he faxes over his last 4 months of pay stubs.
Yes,
but for others,
it's
not so simple. A new poll found it takes an average of 2 years of dating before you know you want to be with someone long term. Couples were asked to name the moment they realized things started to get serious, and I need you to tell me the top four answers in no particular order. And since we're all friends with benefits here, I'll give you a golden guess. Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if you're correct. And then I'll give you a hint, too. Saying I love you and moving in together did not make the top four.
Wow.
So keep that in mind for your golden guess.
I guess my first instinct, when she meets my parents.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think absolutely.
That's on the list.
I mean,
for sure.
I think for normal people, I used to introduce everyone to my parents, and my mom finally said, you know, Brooke, you don't have to bring them all home. I don't need to meet them all.
Okay, so then what's a guess? I have to guess something. What do we think?
I think this was really important. If you want to get it right, you go with spicing things up romantically by dressing up like a cowgirl. That's how you know things are starting to get pretty serious.
I was going to say something to do with money. But
bringing money into the bedroom too, like making love on a bed of cash. That's how you know. Dang.
I'm like,
they're really into me.
You want to get really dirty? Yeah. That's wrong, buddy. All right, no, I'm going to say when you know each other's income. Yeah.
Knowing each other's income is not on the list, so I still need four answers from you.
But that is super personal. Yeah. I don't know if I've told a couple people. I mean,
what about this is a big moment where you delete all your other dating apps.
Or the other numbers.
But isn't that just
two years in, though? That's kind of long to have.
I feel like I'm finally going to have my side piece. I'm going to delete now.
I mean, I hope you do that when you have, like, the relationship-defining talk, right? Like, when you establish your girlfriend and boyfriend.
Well, that
I mean, that's when you know
you're serious,
yeah. I guess, is when you decide to only date each other.
That's true. Mm-hmm. What about, I was going to say, not moving in, but just giving them a key to your place.
Oh.
But not, like, they're not in there yet.
Yeah. No, you're right. I like that.
Let's get the question one more time.
Ooh, that's
a new
good.
Poll says it takes about 2 years of dating before the average person can know whether or not they want to get serious with their partner. I asked you to name the top four moments when they started to realize that their relationship might be the real deal. And since I'm a generous partner, I'll give you a lifeline.
Oh,
tell me a number between 1 and 4, and I'll tell you what's behind it.
Give me 4, man. I'm struggling.
Number 4 is visiting them at work.
Oh.
I would not have thought of that.
Okay, what about going to the bathroom with the door open? I mean, you know that you're in a serious relationship if you just leave the door open.
I feel like that's when you know things are going downhill in a relationship.
I mean, you got to think these are things that are vulnerable, right?
But like, this is when you're starting to get serious. I feel like when you're starting to get serious, you're not ready to let them see.
That's true.
Yeah. You're introducing.
Good point.
Broken.
You're still trying to impress him. Why don't we just go simple, though? Like, why don't you just say calling each other girlfriend and boyfriend, or boyfriend and boyfriend,
so
or girlfriend and girlfriend, whatever.
Like, when you actually commit.
Or you announce it on social media.
Oh,
you post a picture. Yeah, you post a picture together.
That's
on
pretty
social.
Serious.
All three of those are good. I have to choose
or,
one.
I got another one.
When what you got pregnant?
No.
You're like, uh-oh, now this is getting serious.
What about spending holidays together?
That's the same as meeting the family, though. It's
really?
In the same vein.
They
you don't
want to
meet the family at the same time you're doing the first like, Thanksgiving.
But I think if I had to choose one or the other, I don't think they're both on the list.
I don't think so?
I just think meeting the parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my answer. Is it time?
Yeah, let's do it. Give your... Three answers.
Meeting the parents, getting a key to their place.
Oh, you're going to go with that.
Posting your relationship status.
Okay.
And visiting at work.
Okay. I asked you to tell me the top four responses, according to a new poll, of moments that people realize that their relationship might be getting serious. I already told you that visiting them at work was number 4 on the list. The rest of the list is... Number 3, meeting your friends, parents, or a family member.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. No, that's only 3.
Number 2 on the list, deleting dating apps like Tinder or Hinge from your phone.
We were just thinking 2 years in. That shouldn't be a good idea.
We shouldn't. Yeah, that was bad.
And number 1 was buying an engagement ring. I would hope that's serious.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wouldn't
How
have
is
that?
Buying an engagement ring and deleting the apps feel like it's happening at the same time?
Who spends like thousands of dollars and looks down and goes, whoa, things are getting kind of heated. Yeah.
Well, I guess I better delete Tinder.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a talk.
Did not get it right. And so, Jose, you're going to get shocked, and somebody wanted to hear My Ex's Best Friend by Machine Gun Kelly.
I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up, and I can't get enough of it.
Oh. I had enough.
Yeah.
There it is. Shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I know it's crazy, but we're already talking about Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's been a topic in our house for a minute, okay?
Like the last 7 months?
Yeah.
And we're not going to get into the costumes or any of the new candies that are going to be out this year. What we are going to talk about is what you should watch. Because coming this October, we're going to see another collab between Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Okay. It gets a little less exciting every time.
I know.
They it, but...
I mean, I think they're cute together.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah,
they're
are.
A good couple.
Well, they're going to judge a new food competition on Peacock called Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween.
Oh, it's a Halloween special.
Okay.
That's cool.
Is this candy that the kids can eat too, or is this just candy for the adults?
Why is it all green, mommy?
Yeah.
It's a competition, so it's going to feature 3 teams of bakers. They're calling them scare squads.
That's cute.
And they're going to compete against each other to build these big, over-the-top, fully sensory, immersive 12x12 worlds.
Dang.
These are like those big, competitions on Food Network.
I don't know how they can find that many people that have these type of skills.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I can barely
bake.
None of you guys can bake me a single thing.
I can't even get cookies. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can get baked really easily.
I mean, it's probably
I wonder if Snoop is confused.
Oh.
Snoop was so excited to do this particular episode.
He's like, I can get big in the whole world, bro. Yeah.
So, Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween does come out October 14th.
Cool.
Get your palates ready.
I can't wait.
And get your also palates ready for Laser Stories coming up next. It's the radio segment that just pitched HBO on a new Game of Thrones reboot, but with gerbils.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the love scenes in that one.
Oh, man.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other doof knuckles just don't. His first laser story is out of Virginia. 32-year-old Ronald Hill Jr. went into one of his local 7-Eleven convenience stores a few months ago, and he robbed the place.
All right, Junior, sit down.
He stole stuff off the shelves, took cash from the register, mm-hmm. and even assaulted an employee.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
There's no need for that.
And surprisingly, he was not caught. He got away with it.
Wow.
Fast forward 2 weeks later, he went back to the exact same 7-Eleven and did it again.
What? Why?
And then a week after that, he robbed the place a third time.
You got some big testicles to pull this off, bro.
I mean, they're going to let it happen.
I mean, it feels like one of those, like, shame on you for it happening once. Shame on me for it happening again.
I hope it's a different employee every time.
Exactly.
Just wait, because then, just a week after that, he came in a fourth time and robbed them again.
Oh, my God.
At this point, he walks in. He's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, like, oh, hey, how are you?
They they have a name badge for him.
Yeah.
To make matters even worse, each time Ronald showed up, he has always assaulted the same employee.
Does he just hate that person?
He's like, bro, you're not going to hit me again this time, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, come on! I'm telling you!
I already bought the cash out of the register. I had it ready.
Luckily for the 7-Eleven and for that employee, Ronald got caught trespassing somewhere else. And cops realized it was the same guy from the security footage. So he was arrested and now faces 4 counts of robbery.
They didn't even get him themselves.
Well, I'm really glad the employer is doing everything in their ability to keep that employee safe.
Yeah, this is so 7-Eleven. The guy's like, honestly, bro, just kill me. Yeah. I'm waiting for it.
I think maybe the employee kind of liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
A little thrill.
This next laser story is out of Vancouver, BC. Great news for people looking for a new place to rent. Because an awesome listing just went up.
Okay.
It's a one-room suite with a den that even allows pets.
Oh, yay!
Hot water and high-speed internet are included in the rent, and it's only going to set you back for a bargain deal of $1,000 a month.
That's actually really good. That's amazing in the
rental market.
However, there is one small catch. Because it's a basement apartment with head-bashingly low ceilings, so you're required to be 5'4" or shorter.
Yes! I'll take it! Sold!
I'll be the only one that will be able to go visit Alexis at her new place.
It's just you two and a bunch of pets.
Yeah, maybe my kids.
There you go.
Moving out.
Just wait, because the Craigslist ad actually reads, looking for long-term, quiet, clean, shorter 5'4" person or below who's responsible and helpful, mature individuals only.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
No kids.
Like it's like one of those beggars can't be choosers situations.
Yeah, it's so specific.
And it comes with 9 pictures that show a rusted half-range oven and chunks of drywall clinging to exposed studs.
Oh, man.
So it's one of those too-good-to-be-true situations.
Yeah.
If you've seen the Saw movie, it's that room.
Great.
I don't want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
There is no laundry on site and no street parking. And if you're wondering, has there been strong interest? The listing's been active for a month, and it was just updated again last week. So they're still looking for perfect renter.
I don't know if they exist.
This next laser story is out of Tech Trends for Tech Talkers. I think we can all agree there's nothing more panic-inducing than looking down at your phone and realizing you're low on battery.
Was that audio of Jose screaming?
I literally just checked my phone battery when he said it. It was like triggering.
I mean, what do you do? How are you going to talk to anybody or get anywhere?
Or live. You survive.
Exactly. You just end it all right there.
Yeah.
I'm at 5%, so am I. My life is at 5%.
I'm glad you two aren't very dramatic.
Well, There's good news for you guys, because Japanese researchers have a pretty big plan to change that problem.
Okay.
Their goal is to build a world where you simply walk into your home or your office and the phone in your pocket charges automatically.
No!
Rainbow.
They stole this from me. I invented this in my head. Okay. I invented this. I told a friend, I was like, can you imagine if you walked into a room and there was like a radius?
Okay.
I just can't figure out how to like make it.
Let the scientist teach you.
Get to work on that. But
he should collab with me.
It already exists. Oh. They've already made the single room where this works.
Wow.
Very cool.
The wireless area exists at the University of Tokyo, and it can power much more than a phone. Oh. So lamps, fans, and other basic electronic devices work in the room no matter where they are without being plugged into anything.
I didn't think of that. This is why the collab works.
Is this safe for people to walk into this
room? Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot going on.
You're just walking into a nuclear plant. It's fine.
If you're wondering how they did it, well, inside the walls, the scientists hit a series of devices that store electronic charge, which generates a magnetic field, and it reverberates within the room.
Huh.
It's enough to charge 10 phones simultaneously.
If your 11th friend walks in, you kick him out.
And when is it available? The company says even though there's a few bugs to be worked out and some test subjects have ended up with glowing fingernails.
See, I knew it!
They think it's going to be available to the public in just a few years' time.
Dude, you won't care about glowing fingernails when you're low on battery.
No,
I know you.
No, not at all. I bite them off anyway.
You're like, give me a third eye. Yeah. I just need 100%.
His next laser story is out of Uppercut Central.
Ouch!
Fight Club fans will enjoy this question.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yes.
I haven't, and I've always been curious how I would do.
I think you could take someone down,
Brooke.
I got punched. I don't take punches well.
I'm just not very violent.
I thought I'd be a tough guy, but I'm like, ow!
We all knew that was true, honey. Yeah.
And we're not talking heated arguments. Those don't count.
Okay.
We're talking about physical fights with punches thrown.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a new poll asked 7,000 people that question, and surprisingly, over a third of us have been in a physical fight before.
Kapuya!
36% said yes, they've thrown hands, including 23% of women and over half of men.
Okay.
Wow. Over if it isn't the leader of the Wiener Patrol.
26% of women seems high.
I said 23% of women, but thanks for listening.
Okay, whatever.
And 23% of people said that they've been in more than one fight in their life.
Do you think I could take Jeffrey in a fight?
Easy.
Like, would you put your money on me or him? He's pretty strong, though, I think.
No, I think you have better ground and pound game. Like, if you get him to the ground, you win. If you stay on your feet, I think Jeffrey could.
I do have good thigh muscles, real strong.
I feel like you're going to scissor around his head and just crush his neck.
Do you know how fights work, Brooke? Do you have any idea what it looks like?
So uncomfortable.
There's no thighs involved.
I'm a very peaceful person, mostly.
Back to the study.
Okay.
Younger people were less likely to say that they've punched someone, which is why I am not in a fight before.
And me too.
Right, yeah, totally. The age group that's thrown the most hands is people in their late 30s to mid 40s.
Damn, I was talking about high school.
Yeah.
After football.
So I'm not even looking at anybody in this room that falls into that demographic. I'm looking at somebody completely different.
Oh. Oh, he doesn't throw hands.
Has this guy tussled with a baby rabbit over a tiny lettuce leaf before? The answer is yes. And it's the cutest little brawl you've ever seen. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, our listeners probably know this.
Okay.
But our show does a lot of work with charities, locally and around the country.
Yeah.
All the members of the morning show are involved in stuff like that.
Yeah, we are.
And some of them are really big and popular charities. Mm-hmm. Some of them are a little bit lesser known.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Save the Cannibals.
I don't.
We're heavily involved in that.
Wait.
And sending in just one human a month can feed a whole family of cannibals for 6 whole days.
I don't
sacrificing people.
I'm worried.
You don't have to send in your own children. Just find somebody else's kids.
Oh, not the kids.
Also, we're big on the Foster a Shark Foundation, where you can help raise a baby orphan shark in your local lake.
Lakes.
They're not going to live there very well, Jeff.
Well, that's the point. They're not supposed to. You're supposed to reintroduce them back into the ocean. Like, Brooke alone has raised 4 great whites to full adulthood.
Oh.
How do you think they got so vicious? Just like mama.
It's all my turn.
That's right.
Like, to survive this world.
What do we do when we see blood, kids?
Yeah.
Attack!
That's right.
Bite back.
It's a proud mama right there. But maybe the charity that we're most proud of is the Loser Line.
Oh, yeah.
Helping people avoid creepers and also provide entertainment for our loyal listeners. We're going to do a brand new edition of the Loser Line with a new batch of messages coming up at 7:10.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, girl, that outfit's nice, but you know what would look even better in?
What?
My muscle-bound arms while I'm playing with my grappling hook.
That is
a grappling hook?
It's very grappling.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to go full Joker on him.
Oh.
And tell him that you killed his parents.
Oh,
instead,
wow.
Whisper in his ear that you would love to be his Alfred.
Oh, I'll take care of you, babe.
That man is so dark.
And then give him the digits to the bat phone. Hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Julie, it's Alex. I had an idea I'm really excited about. I think instead of the traditional, we'll do dinner and a movie, what about dinner and 23 movies? Because this is where it gets great. There's a new Bond movie coming out, and I have a tradition before I see a new one to go back and watch all of the old ones in order first. It's going to be so much fun. I realize this sounds like a lot, 23 movies all in a row as a first date, but think of it as 23 dates. The name's Bond. James Bond.
Next message.
Oh, my God. Think of it as my personal hell.
That sounds awful.
23, how many hours is that? That's days. They would be together for days.
Yeah. 3 hours a movie, 23, that's what, 69 hours?
Do you
at
sleep?
Getting lost in the map.
Like, this is like the meth version of movie watching.
I mean, I think it's just a bad idea to watch a movie with such like sexy gentlemen in it, like sexy British guys.
Okay. You don't like the competition.
No.
Yeah. Like, that's it. We're watching the whole Jackass movie franchise.
There you go. That's how you get yourself some action.
You're way hotter than Steve-O. Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Stacy, it's me, Mr. Pokemon. So, listen, I actually have a few rares. I'm looking for a holographic Blastoise first edition, if you have it. If not, actually, any holographic Charizard would be great. I have I have a Mr. Mime, which is pretty rare, a European edition. So, anyways, listen, you know, I'd love to battle you too if you wanted to. I have a great place we could battle and just, you know, kind of see where that goes, right? They don't call me Ass Ketchum for nothing. So give me a call back, and you know what they say, gotta catch 'em. Oh.
No. The real name is Ash with an H.
Oh, right.
Not what no. he said.
No. Oh, man.
Could you imagine being a girl and like being on the phone with one of your girlfriends being like, oh my God, guess who I'm going out with this weekend? Ass Ketchum. Yes. The Mr. Pokemon. I know you're jealous.
Oh. I don't know if we're talking about Pokemon or STDs, but he's going to catch them all.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Next message.
Hey, Alana. This is Ray. We met a little while ago, and I noticed that you seem really into the fact that I was in a band. Oh. I wanted to clarify that it is a jug band, which is really good music. It's it's not the Dirty Brown jug band. Those guys are dicks. So they actually asked me to leave. They kicked me out because I think they're jealous of my talents on the brown jug, which is what I play, the brown jug. It's a real important jug. Not many people, you know, have the diaphragm and air control to make it sound good on the brown jug, but I do. I've been doing it for a long time. So give me a call back. This is Ray. And so, bye.
That was the almighty jug.
Yeah, I mean, you got kicked out of the jug band
because he was too good.
Is there other options to put people back into his place?
Oh, no.
There can't be very many like famous jug players that you can find.
I can't recall one.
But out of all the humble brags that we've ever heard on this segment,
yeah,
I've got a great diaphragm. Has to be the weirdest thing to say to a woman ever.
No, I could think of ways that could be useful.
Next message.
Hey, you know, this is Kim. Just calling. I just wanted to thank you for showing me like all those breathing exercises, because I feel like it's really been helping. Like, I've been practicing them, and if you're open to it, I'll like maybe leave you like a message of like me practicing some of them, and maybe you can just like maybe call me back and let me know if I'm doing them correctly. So okay, here I'm gonna go. And so, like, here's another one. did that sound good to you?
Next message.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
You know, it's just like the yoga breathing that we do, right? In class.
No.
I'm not a doctor, but I think he has like four lungs.
Yeah.
Like, there was a bunch of extra.
He needs to meet diaphragm guys.
Yeah. They make the ultimate band.
Yeah.
Work on it.
Next message.
Hey, Grace, this is Nick. Pleasure talking to you the other night. You said you were a runner. That struck me because I'm a runner too. And one of the things that really helps me, the key to my success, is music. It's like you got to have a soundtrack to get through, you know, really the hard times when your body's just screaming at you and you don't think you can make it, you know, really, really get you to that place. So I wanted to give you a song that maybe you could take with you on your run. It could be your soundtrack. Skip to the chorus.
Next message.
Okay. What song was that?
Don't stop believing.
Oh. I couldn't tell.
It was hard to tell. I'm like, I think I know that, but I'm not positive.
Brooke was too turned on to even notice what the song was.
No, I just love men. They're like, oh, you're a runner? Let me tell you how to do it
right. Yeah. I would run away if
let
I heard
me,
that.
Let me mansplain running to
yes.
you.
Yeah.
And humming.
All right, you can listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Got your phone tap coming up next. All right, no time to waste. Let's just get into the phone tap. And today we call a guy who works at a local pharmacy. And I'm going to give him a problem I doubt he's ever had before.
Oh, okay.
Because in the past, we've made up ailments for these, like, you know, roller coaster syndrome and dopticulitis, where Jose can't stop beatboxing.
One of my favorites.
But this one, it may not be as weird as those, but how it happened is definitely pretty strange.
Okay.
You're going to find out what it is in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Thank you for calling Pharmacy. This is James. How can I help you?
My name's Harry.
Sorry? What was that again?
My name is Harry.
Did you say your name is Harry?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. How can I help you, Harry?
Hi. So, I don't know if you can tell, but there's a problem going on with my tongue.
Could you say that again?
Oh, okay. There's a problem with my tongue.
Oh, you have a tongue issue.
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
The pink thing in my mouth.
Your tongue.
Oh. Yeah, so that's what I'm calling. Do you guys have anything to help with numb tongue?
Did you say numb tongue?
Mm-hmm, numb tongue, because I can't feel it.
This is a pharmacy. If you have a prescription for something, I could help you. But if you're just dealing with that, you might
No, it just happened. Because I was on a camping trip over the weekend, and I had too many old fashions. You know those?
You had two what?
Old fashions. Too many.
Oh, old fashions? Like a drink?
Yeah, the drink. I had a ton of them. And then my buddy Ryan, he dared me to lick a trailer hitch. And so I did it.
Lick a what?
A trailer hitch.
A trailer hitch?
Yeah, sorry for the numb tongue. I know it's hard to understand me.
You might want to contact your doctor, since I'm having a hard time hearing you. It seems like you're in a situation where you definitely want to go to a doctor an ER.
But, like, you have all the drugs where you are, so maybe you can help me, because Ryan bet me $20 that I wouldn't lick the trailer hitch.
Okay, it sounds like you had a fun time, but I think I can't just give you drugs.
It was not that fun, because it was really cold, and my tongue got stuck on the trailer hitch.
So wait, your tongue got stuck on a trailer hitch?
Mm-hmm, because it was cold.
That's not good.
And I finally got off, and I tried putting chili powder on it to heat it up.
You put chili powder on your cold tongue to heat it up?
Make it hot.
Okay.
So now it's like tongue shock. My tongue doesn't know what to do.
Wow, I have never heard of that before. I've heard of one of those, putting your tongue onto something cold, but I've never heard of doing either of those together. Probably a lot for your tongue.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. I'm not going to lie. Like, my mouth is pretty messed up right now.
So, yikes.
Do you have any medicine for tongue shock?
I don't have anything I could just give you. You need to have a prescription.
No, I cannot afford to see a doctor. You think I'd be looking at trailer hits if I had health insurance? Because you're dreaming.
I'm what?
You're dreaming. You know, you sleep and the images in your head.
Oh, you're saying if I'm dreaming.
Yeah, you're dreaming. It's like I have health insurance.
I don't know what to tell you. I can only say that you probably shouldn't have done that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was calling the judgment police.
The police? Jeez. So we don't need to call the police. What did you just say?
I didn't know I was calling the judgment police. You're all judging on me.
I can barely understand what you're saying, Harry. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, look. So I have a piping hot cup of coffee here. I think if I slowly dip my tongue into it, then it will wake up.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, you're not going to help me. You told me to go see a doctor, so I'm just going to do it. Here you go.
Okay, wait, hold on. Wait.
Ow! Oh, my God!
Harry!
I want to just bend my freaking nose!
Don't! Hold on, Harry!
Now my tongue is numb and my nose is burned.
Wait, you...
numb too!
Did you say your nose? What did you do to your nose?
I burned it! I'm the coffee!
There's nothing I can do for you. You need to go to a doctor now.
Okay, well, that's not true, because you could laugh when I tell you this is a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know this, but my name's actually Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What are you talking about?
There's nothing wrong with my tongue. I'm just doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, your buddy Trent set you up for this whole thing.
Unbelievable. I cannot believe it.
He told me that customers have just been asking you a bunch of stupid questions lately, so he wanted us to prank you.
Oh, God.
So don't worry. It's a joke, but...
I think maybe if I lick some hand warmers, it'll fix it.
All right. I know you're not real now.
No. Help me.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Today's second date update started a huge controversy in the studio.
Oof.
And I'm not talking about the ongoing debate if Jose's calves are real.
They are!
Because
they really are.
They're too sculpted for someone that never works
out.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
It's a good
point. It should be
point.
A controversy.
I never thought about it. He doesn't even take the stairs at work.
No,
I don't. I actually lay down in the elevator. I'm that lazy.
That debate rages on, but today one of our listeners got raked over the coals because of one seemingly innocent thing that he did at the very end of their date.
Oh.
And not only was our listener called rude for it, but by the end of the call, both Brooke and I were accused of being horrible people.
As you should be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't 100% enough. Disagree with that, but I do need our listeners to weigh in and tell us which side are you on when you hear what went down in your brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
Out of all the great places to meet someone,
mm-hmm.
there's the library, the monastery,
okay.
the penitentiary. The coolest place to meet somebody that has an ARY in it is probably at a house party.
Oh, now we're talking.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like the exact opposite of all the other places you described.
And that's why it's the best, because
okay.
it's got all the ingredients. There's
yeah, for sure.
People you already know there,
uh-huh.
lots and lots of booze,
yeah.
sometimes fun games,
uh-huh.
and
yeah.
even a chance to make a mistake that you'll enjoy for at least 30 seconds.
Ooh.
Maybe more.
That is alluring.
I don't get it.
And that's where one of our listeners, Nick, met a woman recently. Not sure if any happy mistakes happened, but let's find out. Nick, you go a full 30?
Oh, yeah.
Gross. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's so gross. Wow. Oh, Nick. Come
did
on.
Not have to say yes
Mr.
to that.
Stan.
Yeah, don't okay. start it like this, Nick.
No. Teach me your ways, Nick.
I'm just joking around, man. So it said in your email that you sent to us that you met a girl at a house party.
Yeah, that's right. We met at a house party.
Okay, what's her name?
Isabel.
And at what level of inebriation were you when you guys met?
I mean, you know, we were coherent, but there was a lot of drinking and stuff.
All right.
Well, okay. You remember it, so that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you knew her name.
What was the meeting like? Paint a picture for us.
It was really cool. I mean, you know, there was a lot of people, and we got mashed together as teammates playing seltzer pong.
Oh,
okay.
You were pong mates.
That definitely bonds people really quickly.
Oh, yeah. Seltzers bring the world together.
But, like, why are we chugging seltzers? They're carbonated. It's just a... Oh.
It's low-cal, oh, Brooke.
It's better than
low-cal.
Chugging beer, bro.
It's the cool young thing to do. Get on board or get out,
cheap
Grandma.
It's beer. Yeah, for
it's
real.
It's so burpy. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Did you guys win? That's the question.
We did win, you know, and we did kind of bond, which was cool.
Nice. Attaboy.
Nice. And you're right, there was some belching involved. That seltzer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
it's very gassy.
Well, it could bond people together. Uh-huh. So,
Via acid reflux.
Yeah.
So aside from bonding over seltzer pong, how was your connection with Isabel?
It was good. So after we won the game, you know, we ended up kind of chilling in the backyard, and there was definitely like flirty vibes, and we totally just lost track of time talking, and I mean, we must have talked for like 4 hours.
Oh, dang.
Whoa. Wow, bro.
That's a huge bond between you two that you can talk for 4 hours straight at a house party. That's awesome.
Longer than most relationships these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the time definitely got out of hand until I realized, oh, crap, like, I have to actually let my dog out. So I told her I had to go, and she was like, oh, you know, I could come help you with that.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
Okay, she's the one that offered, too.
Yeah, what'd you say to that?
I was like, all right, sure. And so she came to my place, and we were walking my dog, Bowser, and...
Oh, Bowser.
This isn't a euphemism, right? Like, this is... You actually have a dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, I hope you wouldn't name this thing Bowser.
Yeah, okay.
That's actually really cute. Did she stay the night?
No, so nothing like that happened. We just walked the dog and talked for another good while, you know, and it was getting late, so we just kind of called it a night. No, I didn't want to be like, you know, have her stay over the first night or be like disrespectful or whatever. So, you know, there was no kiss, no hug or anything. Huh. It just kind of ended.
A lot of talking. Though.
No kiss? You guys talk for like, I'm getting like 6 hours here and you guys didn't kiss once?
And he's probably too gassy with like all the seltzer bubbles and want to ruin it.
And sober by the end of it.
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, like, there didn't seem to be, like, a moment or a window, and I didn't want to force it. We were just getting to know each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So how did you two leave it?
So we just said goodnight, and I do have her number, though, and I ended up texting her, like, twice, and she did not respond.
What? Huh. Maybe you guys ran out of conversation. You talked so long that there's literally nothing else.
Yeah. I know everything.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that maybe she has a boyfriend?
I asked my friends, and they said she does not have a boyfriend.
Dude, what do you think is going on? Because that is so strange that she would just ghost you after that.
Especially after spending like half a day together.
Yes.
Missing the house party to hang out outside with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and even if she's not like interested in you sexually, you'd still have a friendship after 6 hours.
You would hang out with somebody at a house party if you didn't have some sort of chemistry.
But like, you wouldn't ghost somebody like that, is what I'm saying.
What do you think? What do you think's going on?
I really have no idea. I mean, I'm calling a radio station to try and find out, so...
Okay, so that's a high level of desperation.
Yeah, I know. There's like some shade thrown at us, but I'll have you know, I am the best seltzer pong player on Earth.
On Earth.
I challenge you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I challenge you,
that's
Nicholas, to seltzer pong, but first we're going to call this girl. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, man, hold on. We just talked to Nicholas about his night with a woman named Isabel, and they met at a house party playing seltzer pong, which I'm currently 17th ranked in the Ontario Amateur League.
Oh, really?
But climbing.
That's
you know, got to work my way up to the top.
Weird flex.
Yeah, it is a weird flex.
Don't be jealous. But after a long conversation with her after that, Nick had to duck out to go walk his dog, and she decided to come along with him.
Yeah.
But afterwards, it's a mystery why she's not responding, because she doesn't have a boyfriend, at least as far as he knows.
Yeah.
And he can't think of a reason why she would be ghosting.
I can't either.
So, Nick, I'm just going to throw this out there. I need you to be 100% truthful when I ask you this, all right?
Okay.
Is your dog, Bowser, physically unattractive?
How dare you?
A girl isn't going to call somebody back because their dog's ugly. I mean, let's be honest. There's no such thing as an ugly dog.
I read this whole article in Women's Red Book about how girls get turned off by ugly dogs.
I can see dogs and the owners, they always like match.
But I'm not hearing any answers from Nicholas. Do you have an ugly dog or what?
He's cute as a bunny.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
All right. Poor Bowser.
Obviously, I'm just messing with you, Nicholas, okay? But just before we do this, Nicholas, do I have complete authority if she does call your dog ugly to call her ugly back?
No, Jeffrey!
You cool with that?
No.
You said it, not me. I'm not taking part
in that.
Go for it, Jeff. He said no.
I got the approval. Okay. I'm going to fight for you, and I'm going to fight for Bowser, too.
You girls wanted Jeff to care. Now he really cares.
Yeah, I'm in Bowser's corner.
Let's go.
Here we go. Let's dial this number.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Let's call this ugly girl.
No.
Okay. At this point, I hope she doesn't answer.
I'm going to get myself in big trouble here.
This may never air.
Okay, let's just do this. Here we go. I'm dialing number right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Isabel?
Yeah, this is her. Who's this?
Hey, Isabel. My name's Jeff. Why are you sighing already? I just said one thing.
Anything yet.
Yeah. I'm calling from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, which you are currently on.
Welcome.
Oh, okay. Why are you guys calling?
Great question.
Well, we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners named Nicholas.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wait,
oh,
we haven't even said anything
don't even know
why
I'm
yet.
Calling you.
Yeah, no, that's worse than no.
What is this all about?
This is a segment that we do on our show called A Second Date Update. Mm-hmm. It's where we help our listeners get in touch with somebody after they had a really good date night, but they can't get a hold of the other person.
Uh-huh. So what did you guys hear about that night?
He told us the whole story about the whole night, how you guys spent hours together at this house party, and you even left with him to go help walk his dog, Bowser.
And he was, like, totally respectful, didn't try to kiss you, didn't ask you to stay the night.
And so he's just really confused why, after spending all that time together, you would completely ghost, not respond to any of his texts.
Yeah, not even a hi.
I mean, it sounds like he didn't tell you guys the whole story.
What? Well,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, his version makes it sound like it was the perfect evening.
What did he not tell us then?
Okay, so, yeah, we go to walk his dog. Everything's fine. We're talking. And we stop because his dog is taking a number two.
Okay.
All right.
And then he picks it up and tosses it in his neighbor's garbage.
Okay.
Tosses the two into the garbage.
That's so rude to dump it in someone else's garbage. Like, why would you do that?
Wait, whoa. You're talking about the baggie of dog poo? You're upset that he put it in his neighbor's garbage?
Yeah, I think it's such an asshole move. It just shows me that he doesn't care about his neighbor.
Whoa,
he's picking up the dog poop. There's a garbage receptacle. Like,
why is that an issue?
Like, we weren't even that far from his house. Why would you put it in someone else's garbage?
Why does it matter?
Well, because their bin may now smell like, poo and gross it up.
People,
I kind of see that.
People drop it in our bin all the time.
Well,
is it ours?
Between you already have a dog.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's nice that they pick it up. I don't care where they put it. Like, it's just not on our grass.
We're thanking people. Thanks for the poop, guys. Seriously.
So you're saying that you would rather he pick it up, carry it home with him, and throw it away in his own garbage?
Absolutely.
Okay, but I still don't get it. Like, why would that be a reason not to call him back?
You don't get it. We were like 20, 30 yards away from his house. Why couldn't he just walk back real quick, put it in his garbage, and we could have moved on?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Did you ask him that?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to ask him that. I barely know the guy.
Okay. Well, it should be told, I barely know him either, but I'm brave enough to ask him.
Yeah.
Because he's actually on the other line listening. Nicholas, why didn't you pick it up and throw it into your own garbage, bro?
Yeah, poo in your
why
own garbage.
Why are you guys attacking him?
I'm not. I'm just asking the question in the same tone that she did.
Really aggressive.
What the f***?
What are you doing? You're on the phone. What's going on?
What's going on is that we spent an awful long time like talking and getting to know each other, and then you didn't respond to my text, and now I'm finding out that it's because I threw away dog poop, not in the right garbage can, I guess.
You heard my side of the story, and I told you I think it's insensitive, and you're only thinking about yourself. You're making it easier for you, and you aren't thinking about your neighbor.
I mean, she's kind of right. I'm not trying to defend him. I don't think it's a huge deal. But yeah, obviously he was like, oh, a garbage is a garbage.
But it's
and
not
threw it
a
away.
Deal breaker. I mean, yeah. Isabel.
Not you.
I know. Is it? Maybe it is.
Yeah.
If Isabel's this passionate about it, text in to 78592. Tell us, what's your opinion here? Is it wrong to pick up your dog's poop and throw it into your neighbor's trash can?
It's wrong. You shouldn't do it.
My God, so much passion.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you confront him that night if it upset you that much?
Oh, my God. Listen, lady, I already told you I don't know the guy. I'm not going to confront him about his dog poop.
So she's just like, I just won't.
So you weren't excited about meeting this guy and spending this long time with him and connecting on this sounds like deeper level. Am I right?
Well, a deal breaker is a deal breaker. Huh? Like, I can be with someone like that.
Yeah, she doesn't need a poop-throwing guy around her, Brooke.
I don't know. I mean, if I'm being honest, like, I've done that a lot
when
I have dogs. Like, if I'm out walking, even a block away, I toss it into the closest garbage can because I just don't want to walk around with it in my hand.
Well, and you're a bad person, too.
Well, yeah, I know that. I go to bed every night saying that in the mirror.
I do it, too. I have a dog. I don't think it's...
No, you know what? This has happened to me before. I have been the neighbor.
Wow.
And you know what I did? I collected all of the poop for a week and gave it right back to him.
Oh, dang.
How is that better for you than just letting the garbage take it?
I mean, Nick, are you ready to admit that you're a terrible, horrible person for
like Jeffrey
your
and
poop
I are?
Maybe trash can?
I would have rather heard her call my dog ugly because this makes no sense.
Oh, no.
You can always have both.
No, don't say it. Don't
was he? I don't know. Isabel wasn't an ugly
don't
dog.
Answer that.
Don't ask her. She's ruthless, dude.
He's fine, but
he's fine.
Not, a yeah.
not hot, but like fine.
So is there any wiggle room here, Isabel? Like if he stopped doing that, didn't do that behavior anymore, would that be okay with you?
If that was the case, then we would be willing to send you out on another date and we would pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Isabel?
For the record, I do not date monsters.
Oh,
monsters.
Oh, he's the monster.
In the monster territory.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are monsters too.
Yeah, poop monsters.
Ew, that makes it worse.
I kind of like it more.
Gross, bro.
You know what? I guess I should be happy. You're the type of chick who would like burn the house down because I put the spoon in the wrong drawer.
You mean rational.
Well, you. At least I care about people. What's wrong with you?
She actually would probably be the best neighbor ever.
You care about garbage.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We've all been there before. You're out at a swanky bar.
Oh.
Music is bumping.
Okay.
You start chatting up a dime piece.
Hey.
And buy her the most expensive drink that you can afford.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Rolling Rock in a can.
Okay.
I like that.
Please don't keep the change. I need it back. Really bad.
Before you know it, she's handing you a phone number.
Uh-oh.
Before she runs off to the other side of the bar.
Oh.
And you're not dumb.
No.
You know what just happened.
What just happened?
She just fell in love with you.
Oh, wow.
And she had to go tell all her friends immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened.
She coming back for that second Rolling Rock soon?
Oh, no. You don't see her the rest of the night.
Oh, okay.
What? You're not worried, though, because you know she's gone home to do the exact same thing you have. Log on to Craigslist and write about that white hot spark that you had together.
I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot of similar stories to that from my fellow Rolling Rock lovers in a brand new Misconnections coming up at 8:10.
Hey, cutie.
We need eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places to find true love in this world. One is behind the bamboo pile inside the koala exhibit at the zoo.
Oh.
At least you could say that's where you got the gonorrhea from. The other is on the pages
of
Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best that Misconnections has to offer.
Yes.
Like this first one titled Strange Meetup, Man for Woman 39, Lower East Side.
Okay.
It says you, blonde, curvy, sparkly yoga pants, maybe mid-30s, holding two big bags of groceries next to a blue Lexus. When you saw me, you got a big smile and asked if I could help you out. Normally, I would tell anyone else to get lost, but you seem like a hot mom slash damsel in distress type.
Okay, so you only help out people that you want to, like, do.
So I said, sure, hoping there'd be a sweet reward at the end of the rainbow. Yeah.
Well,
wink.
Dang, bro, you think she's going to, like, jump your bones?
Yeah, that's how it works. You open a door for a lady, and all of a sudden, she wants to get in your pants.
Oh, you're naked.
Yeah.
But that's when things got weird.
Uh-oh.
You asked me if I could open the door for you because your hands were full. But unfortunately, it was locked. And suddenly you barked at me to figure it out.
Oh. Wow. Is that a one-night stand? You guys are in a relationship already.
I didn't know what to say. And then you yelled loudly saying, I can't hold these groceries forever.
Here are the keys at this point.
Hold on. You asked for help and now you're being impatient?
A few minutes later, after trying almost everything, I found myself on top of the car attempting to pry open the sunroof for you while you screamed at me like a drill sergeant.
Best solution.
I don't know, but I feel like he's robbing a car for her. Yeah. Like stealing one
you're
right now.
Right. Wait a minute.
That didn't work, so you demanded I use the brick next to the road.
No.
Yeah, see, that's
on.
Not your own car. You're going to do that.
Brick is right.
I remember saying, you want me to break into your car?
Yeah.
And all you did was mock me by repeating it back saying, you want me to break into your car? Yes, dummy. That's what I said.
I see why he doesn't help people.
It's a Lexus, too. It's a nice car. Yeah. Why would she want to break the window?
As soon as I threw the brick at the back window, I knew it was a mistake.
That's when.
Glass went everywhere, and you shoved me out of the way so you could grab a laptop and some kids' toys.
Were those actually groceries in the bag, or were they all the goods from the other cars?
Or they're stolen groceries.
Yeah.
I heard police sirens in the distance and stood there for a second watching you sprint the other way. I guess after all that, I just have two questions for you. One, if we hang out again, can you wear those yoga pants?
Oh. Okay.
And two, was that even your car?
You're just
now questioning it.
That's signed Paul.
It doesn't sound like a deal breaker, though.
This next Misconnection is titled, You Unstuck Me, and I Thank You, Man for Man, 33.
Good.
Says, I met you last week at one of the most vulnerable moments of my entire life.
Oh, no.
You were the emergency plumber I called when I got my ponytail stuck in the garbage disposal.
Stop!
Oh, how do you...
That is a nightmare I never even thought of.
Me neither. That sounds so scary.
It's like, how would you get in that position?
I remember you asked me, how the hell did this happen?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I replied coyly saying, do you really want to know?
What?
He
wasn't hitting on you.
You then gave me three options. Yank, grind, or cut.
Go with cut.
Yank.
I made a joke saying, how about all three at the same time, big boy?
I don't think you want the cut option.
Yeah,
ever.
That's really kinky.
Yeah.
After some fancy finger work, you set me and my unicorn hair free.
Oh.
Yay.
I told you I was so grateful I could kiss you.
And
you replied saying you get paid by the hour.
Yeah, okay.
And kisses are not included.
Ma'am, sorry.
After you refused my advances, you left me with a broken heart and an invoice that was probably higher than it should have been. But
he overcharged her.
He's a plumber. Isn't that what they do?
You know what? It was worth it.
Oh, really?
And I have your number for when the next clog comes up.
Okay.
Oops, that one's not in my kitchen sink.
Ew.
Okay. Call it a clog. Oh, my God.
That's signed by Skipper.
Oh, Skipper.
Skipper, did not see that name coming.
No.
This next Misconnection is titled, I saw you crying outside the 7-Eleven. Woman for Man, 28.
Aww.
She says, I walked into 7-Eleven earlier today to get myself some Four Loko and a handful of beef churros.
Mm. Ew, it's ew. I don't know.
She sounds like a party alert.
I dig her, yeah.
I don't know what beef churros are.
No, but
salty and sweet.
Not surprised that 7-Eleven sells them.
Yeah, I know.
She goes on. On my way back to the car, I noticed you sitting on the sidewalk, head in your hands.
Aww.
So I asked if you were okay.
Aww.
You whimpered, no.
Aww. Wait, Jeffrey, could this be you? Are you into, like, hanging outside the 7-Eleven and talking to people through their troubles?
It's the Shell gas station, so it's close, but no.
But he also does cry a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I asked if you needed gas money or maybe a microwave burrito.
Oh.
Again, you blubbered, no.
Oh, but it must be a bad
money.
Yeah, it's a bad problem if those things can't fix it.
Yeah.
Eventually, you told me what your deal was. You were visibly upset because the movie The Conjuring 3 you got from the Red Box had a scratch in it, and you never got to see the ending.
I hate that that's happened to me before.
It's interesting that he went back to the 7-Eleven to cry there.
Yeah. Maybe he was crying the whole time, Jeffrey.
Probably.
She continues, I consoled you with a gentle hug as we talked about it for a few minutes. And to my surprise, your sadness quickly turned to rage when I told you how the movie ended.
Why did you do that?
I'd actually seen it a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And then you stormed off, and I felt terrible for ruining it. But I believe things happen for a reason. And I guess someone or some higher power never wanted you to see the end of that film.
Oh, I don't think so.
If you see this, please respond. I still have your wallet.
What?
I took it accidentally when we were hugging.
Accidentally?
Ouch.
Sorry.
That's your Craigslist misconnections.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's Box!
Brooke took an L the last time she played, but she's looking to get back into the win column when you play Becky from Kent. And this is interesting. You and Becky have the same interesting fact about yourselves.
What's that?
You both had emergency gallbladder surgery in Mexico.
Hey!
Isn't that right, Becky?
That's right. She was in the next room.
Oh. Yeah. Wait.
Twinsies.
I mean, I've been to Mexico, but I don't remember having my gallbladder removed. So now
as of most people that have can anyone gallbladder
that's because you get put under.
Yeah, can anyone check that I still have mine? No. How do you check?
All right. Check Craigslist.
Yeah, Craigslist. Okay. I'll look there, Becky. Good idea.
All right, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. Becky, you know how the game's played. There's 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here you go. Your time starts now. Today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day, which is the most popular meat topping. But what's America's favorite veggie topping?
Onions.
Ostriches are birds native to what continent?
Australia.
In a choir, alto's the lowest female vocal range. What's the highest?
I forget. Pass.
How many planets are between Earth and the Sun?
Two.
Before cranberries ripen and turn red, what color are they?
Yellow. I did terrible.
You don't know that. I thought you went at a pretty good pace. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And aside from your missing gallbladder, what's another interesting thing the show should know about you, Becky?
Oh, my goodness. I can't think of anything right now. I know there's other interesting facts. I just can't think of anything.
Your gallbladder was the most interesting thing about you?
Wait,
and now it's gone.
Do you have your tonsils?
You know, I think those might have been taken when I was a kid.
Okay, there we go.
What body parts do you have left?
Yeah. Not many.
Yeah, okay.
She's like, I'm holding the phone just under my neck right now.
Yeah. I've got a clavicle and an elbow, and that's about it.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke, your turn. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day, which is the most popular meat topping, but what's America's favorite veggie topping?
Olives.
Ostriches are birds native to what continent?
Australia.
In a choir, alto is the lowest female vocal range. What's the highest?
Soprano.
How many planets are between Earth and the Sun?
Two.
Before cranberries ripen and turn red, what color are they?
Green.
What class are you taking in high school if you're studying shapes and angles?
Geometry.
All right. Got those in. We're going to go to the scoreboard and find out how you both did with Jose. That's a Bigfoot mating call, if you're wondering.
Oh.
Bolaños.
It's like, that's audio of me waking up every morning. Yeah. Becky, you got one correct today.
Boo.
Boo yourself, come on. Brooke,
yep.
You did get one extra question in, but... You got three!
Okay.
You didn't need it.
Taking the loser hat off.
He's embarrassed my family again.
Oh, no.
They're going to kick you out.
Yeah. Let's go over the answers for everybody. Today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Pepperoni's the most popular meat topping, but America's favorite veggie topping is mushrooms.
Interesting.
54% of people like mushrooms on their
pizza. Love mushrooms.
Ostriches are birds native to Africa, not Australia. Yeah.
You both said Australia. Yeah.
Africa is where you're going to find ostriches. Huh. In a choir, alto's the lowest female vocal range. The highest is soprano. There are two planets between the Earth and the Sun. There's Mercury and Venus in there. Before cranberries ripen up and turn red, they're white.
Oh, I can picture that now.
Now you see it.
And in high school, if you're studying shapes and angles, you're studying geometry. So, Becky, can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 Regal Cinemas gift card.
Oh, Regal.
Well, that is Regal.
And you can go check out the new movie, Dear Evan Hansen, coming out this Friday. It's a musical, but with one of the most terrifying plot twists ever.
Whoa.
A 30-something lead actor playing a high school student.
Spooky.
You're going to make me Google search what that movie's actually about, aren't you?
That really is what it's about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry, spoilers. Anyway, you enjoy that, Becky.
Thank you.
And we'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.